What's up, guys? Thank you for joining into my podcast today. So, I haven't posted in a couple of days, but not because, like, I didn't want to or anything. But, you know, I've just really been sketching out ideas and what I was going to write. Not write, but, like, talk about. So, I just came back from downtown Jaco Beach, Costa Rica. An amazing place, let me tell you that. Like, the people, the food, the beach. I was just surfing. It's like something you really can't get over. And honestly, I see why a lot of Americans or people from other countries come to, like, countries like these, Costa Rica, and they, like, stay here. Now, see, Costa Rica is known to have one of the only Spanish countries where their education, they have the highest, like, education rate for Spanish countries, which is amazing, not gonna lie. For other places, it's not really the best, but if I'm gonna be honest, at this point in life, we just go to show that education, like, school is not for smart people. Everyone might have their different opinion on that, but you watch the first episode of Rick and Morty and you will definitely learn that school is not for smart people. I just came downtown. I had some amazing food and window shopping was pretty good. I got some stuff. And the culture and the way, like, people are friendly to you, I feel like that's just great. It's a really big tourist spot, so you'll definitely see, like, a lot of whites and blacks, you know, are not from this country. You can just kind of tell by the way they dress and their style. But it's great. It's honestly great. And I think before in my podcast, I forgot which episode, Make It Home or one of the episodes, I know it's two podcasts before, if you guys listen to it, I talk about going to foreign countries and how, like, it makes you feel like home. Surprisingly, this place, I don't feel home in this place, mostly because I'm in a tourist spot, but I'm pretty sure if I wasn't, I would feel like home. But then you would also have to be, like, sure about keeping your money safe, your phone safe. And me growing up in Jamaica, it just brought back some feelings. I mean, every place is literally going to have, like tourists, and there's going to be, like, certain areas where you're going to have to be more secure and more cautious about what you do. But anyways, there's people who didn't really look at me like I was strange, you know, and that felt great. I mean, that honestly felt great. But there's others who, you know, obviously looks at me like I'm a tourist, so they might try to talk to me like a tourist. And in some senses, I had to make sure that when I was purchasing some stuff, I had to be a little more sure on what money I was getting back and how much I really had to spend. So I was double checking the prices because, I mean, if I was living in a foreign country and I had a business, I would definitely understand on trying to make more of a profit on your products when originally selling, because foreign currency is worth more. And, you know, American currency in euros is kind of dominates the currency system in the world. So I, staying in this wonderful spot, you know, and I was with my brother earlier, but, like, as we were going, there was just so many different type of shops where you wouldn't, you know, expect them to sell some of the stuff that they would sell. But then again, remember, I'm not home. So me being home is like, okay, yeah, I can see why they would sell this, because this is not like a country where certain things are regulated at a certain extent. Like alcohol, the drinking age for alcohol here is 18. I'm about to turn 20. Back home in the States is 21. And 21 is like, okay. But then again, you realize there's a bunch of alcoholics. And I'm pretty sure down here, like, I don't really see any, like, crazy little alcoholics, because they just don't stand out. But for some reason back home, they just do stand out. So I'm not really going to make this podcast thing really long. I'm kind of beat. I'm a surfer. I went surfing, then walked in the city for a good 4 or 5 hours. Now, I wonder how you guys are doing during this pandemic. I wonder how it's going for people in Ukraine. And I wonder what the people in Russia, what their minds are feeling about. I understand that people are protesting against the war, and I understand that some people are for the war. Now, some question, and some say that this might turn into World War III, which would make sense, because if NATO gets involved with the Ukraine concept, then yes, Russia would definitely declare war on the NATO countries, and that means China would invade Taiwan. So then with Japan, Taiwan, Australia, the British and the French, which they're also in NATO, which would mean that we're fighting two fronts. It would spark World War III, and hopefully it doesn't lead to nuclear war, because I don't understand why everyone just wants to put radioactive bombs everywhere. I get that it's a scare, and I get that when we first dropped them on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it was like, yeah, you know, like, screw off. Like, this is a superpower. We're a superpower. Back off. I get that. And now pretty much all superpowers have nuclear bombs, but I don't think it's necessarily meant to be used against other people. It's no reason. We don't have the type of technology, no one does, to overrun countries, overrun other superpowers. Like, this is not Star Wars. I'm pretty sure if we had Star Wars equipment, then yeah, that might be like an issue to other countries. But we're just men. Technically, if there was other species with highly advanced technology, we'd be considered the Stone Age to them. And the Stone Age for us was thousands of years ago. Now, I don't know what people feel about God and things like that, but we can't really say when the first human was on planet, and we can't really say Adam and Eve were the first two people on planet. Otherwise, the people who are listening to this, you're my brothers and sisters. So, I'm just vibing in Costa Rica. Love Spanish countries. The people, the food, the culture, the way it is. And, oh my god, the waves. Surfing is great. But to close with this, I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you for listening to this episode. So, enjoy your time. Stay safe. If you're anywhere in Ukraine, because I know I have some listeners in the European economy, if you guys are anywhere in that area, be safe. And I understand fighting for your country is one thing, because yes, you have family at home, and it's your land, it's your culture, it's your blood. But also think about the outcomes if you were to die. What difference would that make? But thank you for listening to my podcast, guys. Peace out.